President Bush has deployed U.S. Special Forces to Colombia to help the government there fight the terrorist threat posed by rebel groups and drug lords. Linda Robinson is a senior writer for U.S. News and World Report. She spent a month in the Colombian jungle with U.S. troops. She wrote about it for this week's cover story on the Bush administration's widening war on terrorism.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, when he looks at Latin America, he sees a lot of areas that don't have government control over them, and he sees them as potential sanctuaries as Afghanistan became for Al-Qaeda.
And U.S. troops?
The at least hoped for solution is the use of these special forces soldiers who operate in a capacity of helping to train and advise the Colombian military. No one is talking about a combat role for U.S. soldiers in Colombia.
How many are there?
Well, the number fluctuates depending on the particular missions. Right now, I believe there are around 60.
How dangerous is it?
Oh, it's extremely dangerous. Colombia is an absolute maelstrom of violence. More than half of the kidnappings in the world take place there. Roughly 3,000 a year total, and about 2,000 of those are committed by the armed rebel groups. And that's just one facet. Last year, the rebels demanded that all mayors in the country resign or face death. A friend of mine commented when I was voicing alarm at the fact that guerrillas were fighting on the outskirts of the second largest city of Colombia, Medellin. And he just kind of dismissed it. And I said, you know, this is going on in your major cities. You can no longer ignore that this war is just something happening out in the jungles. And so the mission of the special forces in training in Arauca, they've picked one of the most dangerous spots to begin this pushing back. But it's considered a strategic province, so that's one reason they've done that.
And U.S. troops? Were you able to determine if they could be of any help to Colombia to help against the insurgents?
Absolutely. The special forces operate in something called A-teams, and they have certain specialties: weapons, demolitions or explosives, communications, medicine. And each sergeant would sort of pair up with the relevant unit there and just talk to them about the way they were doing things. The team sergeant in particular was just constantly suggesting ways they might do things differently, down to the level of suggesting to the guards how they might help themselves stay awake at night through their watch. A lot of simple things, and including marksmanship, going out on the range, because the Colombians are so short of ammunition, the soldiers virtually never get to practice their marksmanship, and that's the only way of becoming a better shot. So it's a ground-level view of how the special forces can, through just training and advice, really help another country.
Linda Robinson is a senior writer for U.S. News and World Report.